Okay, joining us in the studio now, I have six lovely ladies. I have Meg O'Foye, who's an English and History teacher at Our Lady of Mercy Beaumont. But more importantly, she's the organiser of Cultural Week down there. And joining her, we have five of the students from the college. There's Amy Bourne, Paulina Perlegiri. I'm going to get these wrong. They're just going to keep laughing at me. Tuba Khan, Ashwarya Christopher, and Eureka Olana. So I think I did that. It wasn't bad for a first go. Yous are all very welcome to the studios. How is this, Ari?
Yeah, you're doing great. Thank you.
You see, they're all excited. You can hear that. Meg, if I can talk to you first. Cultural Week, you've been running it for a couple of years down in the college, and maybe first you could give us a little bit of history on what the idea was behind running Cultural Week when you first came up with the idea.
Thank you very much. Yeah, actually, we started Cultural Week as far back as 2005. So this is our 10th year.
Oh, wow.
And my reason for actually bringing it up and thinking to get something doing is that we increasingly, we've been having foreign students from different parts. In fact, we have nearly 22 countries in our school. Students from about 22 countries, and which actually is a very, very high percentage. It's about 20% of the school population.
Yeah.
So that way, we thought that it would be nice to get to know one another, increase understanding, integration, get for the students to get to know the cultural diversity. And that to help in learning, because when they get to, they can actually learn from each other.
Yeah.
So that was the reason behind it. So, and it's a whole school effort. In fact, I thought about it, but I then got the school authorities, you know, to support it. Miss Lynch is the principal of the school, and then Mr. Clark is the deputy, and some other teachers, you know.
Yeah. It's a wonderful idea, especially at a school level, because Ireland, I suppose, we're only in our infancy with regards to multiculturalism in this country. It's maybe it happened in Europe and the UK back in the 60s and the 50s, but I suppose only maybe from the 80s and 90s onwards. And now we have the next generation. We have the children of maybe the first real swathe of immigrants who would have come to Ireland, where rather than us going out, we started to get people coming to us. And now to have children of, I don't know what the all 50 years, yeah, whatever.
Six years.
So it's hugely important from just the social aspect that, you know, your children are learning at a young age about cultures and different people, because when people don't understand, that's when the barriers come up.
Exactly.
And people get afraid. So it's a great idea to bring the kids together, because they're the future and they're the ones who are going to grow up and bring this learning forward.
Absolutely. Actually, that was one of the main reasons, you know, because fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. You see people, you don't know what they have and what they can offer.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that it would be a good idea to bring them together. And as I said, they can learn from each other.
Yeah.
And at least try to disperse the fear, you know.
Yes.
And it has been going from strength to strength with the support of the parents, you know, all of them. They get involved to let them know. And as you rightly said, especially now that Ireland is now welcoming people from different parts of the world.
Yes, yes.
And again, the world is getting smaller and smaller.
It is indeed.
And people are traveling out, and it would be a great idea for the Irish also to get to know where their friends come from.
Absolutely.
And appreciate the rich cultures that they have.
Absolutely. Because, you know, us as Irish, our culture has spread throughout the world. You know, there's nowhere. I've often laughed that if they ever build a housing estate on the moon, there'll be an Irish pub built first.
Absolutely. That is true.
And we've gone, and lots of nations around the world have embraced our culture. And so when people come to this country to live here, it's important for us to embrace their culture too, because it can enrich our lives, it can make our lives better. And because when, as I say, when people have gone out from Ireland, most of the time it's been a positive experience in other countries, and it's hugely positive for us then to embrace other cultures and make it part of who we are.
That's true.
You know, mm-hmm. and makes it all exciting. So that's the idea behind Cultural Week. What kind of events happen in the Cultural Week? I think it starts on the 23rd, is that correct?
Yes, on the 23rd we'll have a Cultural Week. Initially it was just Cultural Day.
Yeah.
But because it was growing from strength mm-hmm. to strength, we decided to make it a whole week effort.
Brilliant.
So we'll be starting on the 23rd of November. And with different activities, and the girls will now tell you.
That's actually, we're going to get all the girls here. They're all yes. eagerly waiting to show. So who's going first?
Me.
Okay, Paulina.
Yeah, my name is Paulina. I'm from Latvia, but I'm Russian. So we have different activities going on during the Cultural Week. We show a popular movie with some kind of important meaning for. This week, it's, for the next week, it's going to be Zelma. It's about civil rights in America.
Excellent.
It happened in the hall during the lunch on the 25th of Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
The first right. and second years will be brought to lunch to the hall so they can sit down, relax, and enjoy the film.
Mm-hmm.
We also have... little announcements made by the international students, like little greetings on the intercom
mm-hmm.
In their language, and then they will translate to English.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting to hear different languages. I think it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
We also have quizzes going during the lunchtime about like the general knowledge, like capitals of the cities. And then winners will get some little prizes like chocolate box or some kind of sweet.
I'm definitely coming.
So we also decorate the school with the posters.
Yeah, like we decorate the school with posters, as Paulina said. By the way, my name is Tuba Khan and I am 17 years old and I'm from Pakistan, but I've been living in Ireland for 15 years. And we set up stalls in the hall, so we all work together to set up different stalls that would be representing different countries the students are from. And I think that these stalls are great because we decorate them with pictures of landmarks, and we show interesting facts about the country and maybe a bit about the culture itself as well. Like, for example, my team and I over the past years have been in charge of the Pakistan stall.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I found that people found very fascinating about that was that Pakistan had the second largest salt mine in the world.
And there you go. We didn't know that
either. Yeah, it's very interesting in that way. And to make it even more real for the visitors and the people that are coming around to the stalls and the students, I have set up lamps and candle holders that are actually made out of salt themselves, actually from the place. So like, it's very real, and it's very there's like a very good atmosphere mm-hmm. as well. So it's yeah. very good. And we have other events going on the actual day as well, like the dance.
Thank you, Tuba. In International Day, a lot of our students, especially the cultural students, we do dances and performances. Many of us, we're encouraged to do dances, singing, and the Irish students especially, they always show us traditional Irish music and they recite poems, and we try to, like I said before, encourage people to bring out their talents in whatever way they like. For example, we have few groups who do dances, the Africans, the Indians, mm-hmm. the Filipinos, the Irish and the European students. And for example, in my dance group now, we will have to like do dance practices after school. They can take some time and they're hard work as well, but they're definitely a highlight of the show. And
yeah.
all the dances come together. It's a way of showing our culture and expressing ourselves through our talents.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking about the complexities of the different dances. Aishwarya, you're
yes.
Indian.
I'm Indian,
yeah.
yes.
And we've all seen the dances in the Bollywood movies and all. And we all think we can do it when we're drunk and we all look ridiculous. But then we all think we can Irish dance when we're drunk as well, and we look ridiculous
yes,
that as well. So a lot of hard work goes into mm-hmm. learning the dances and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Eureka?
Yeah, I'm Eureka Olano. I'm 17 and I've been living here for 10 years. I'm from Philippines, by the way. The most anticipated aspect of cultural day would probably be the food. Ask everyone around, they'll be looking for the food.
As I said, that's why I'm coming.
Yeah, so basically it's set up in the canteen and all the students from different countries will bring in food that's made at home.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's great because everyone gets to taste different cultures and see what it's like. And it highlights the diversity within the community and the school as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's just great to have so many food from different cultures under the one roof.
So it's obviously a lot of work. A lot of preparation goes into it. How far out do you start preparing? Is it from the start of the school year you start setting the wheels in motion and get stuck into it straight away?
Yes, indeed. We start as far back as August. Once we, you know, the session starts, we start our practicing because the dancing, the everything about it, really, the drama, the short stories and what have you. So it takes a long time indeed. And as Aishi said, they stay back after school, you know, but the practice is, yes. And it actually involves a lot of work, but it's quite fulfilling. They look forward to it, you know. And so a lot of work, really.
Work better than me staying back. I used to run out the door.
That's and, too committed.
And if you'd have tried to get me back to do dancing, not happening. So, you know, you throw all this together, it's a fun week, it's an exciting week, I would imagine. What do you get over each one? If I could ask each one of you personally, you've been involved with it before, you've all been part of it before. What is it, a sense of pride you get over in your own kind of heritage? And then, of course, is it interesting maybe to the little bit you probably didn't know? You're going to school every day with each other and everything, and then all of a sudden Cultural Week comes along and you go, wow, we never knew that. I'll start with you, Amy. You know, how do you find it?
Hi, my name's Amy Bourne and I'm Irish.
No one could tell with that accent.
Cultural Week in the school is not only great for the girls of other nationalities, but for the students that are actually from Ireland to see all the other nationalities and how they work and see all the different dances and all. Like, can you imagine being best friends with someone and then, like, you wouldn't really know anything about where they come from, but for Cultural Week in school you learn everything about them, and that's what I think is great, how you get to see different ways of the world, like. And I think it's great, not only the week but the actual day of Cultural Day. It's just, it's out of this world. Like, it's to see everyone working together as a community, but from all different places. Like, it's like almost different places working as one, and it's just brilliant. And it's on the 27th from 9 until 12:30, and all the community is welcome, so if anyone wants to drop in, they can.
Yeah, that's the last day, isn't it? The 27th. That's the big
grand finale.
The grand finale, I think we're going to have a bit of that. I'll be talking to you. I think I might be going there. Well, people said field and dance and show. Yourself, Paulina, how have you found the whole Cultural Week experience? Has it been fun putting it together and being part of it?
Yeah, it's very fun. And particularly me, I really like the costumes. Like, Indians and Philippines, they actually put so much work into the cultural day and week and, like, the last day. And I like the national costumes. They really look nice.
Thank you. Well, they look nice on me.
I think so.
And again, that's the kind of thing. It's just, you know, people probably just, you look, you don't look, but then when you stop for a minute and you look and you go, wow, that national dress is so beautiful, it's so intricate, it's so well put together, and so there's so much to learn, and it's great to see it in young people, because without being cynical about it, they're not affected by all the noise that, you know, that maybe when they get out into the adult world that is hitting. So and you're the one who are going to shut all that noise down. This is, and that's what's brilliant about this, is when you all go out into the world, they're going to go out into the world with such a better understanding of what multiculturalism is, and that's wonderful. It really is wonderful. Tuba, what about you? How is Multicultural Week being for you?
One thing.
Cultural Week. Sorry, I have to stop calling it Multicultural Week. Cultural Week.
One thing I find that's really like brilliant is the friendship, because like you find yourself mingling in with a lot of different people that you didn't actually think that you would be talking to. Like even like during like setting up the stalls and practicing, like we would like after school we would do that, and you find like yourself talking to people that are from different cultures, and not Irish or not Pakistani either, but you find them and you'd be like talking like they're just your friend, like there's just someone like next door, and like it's just nice to like know the people in your school, and it also creates a nice atmosphere as well, like a friendliness, and everyone's involved.
Yeah.
And particularly because there's a lot of different religions in our school as well, it's a very big interfaith community as well, so like we try to include everyone, like try to get everyone, it's nice making new friends.
excellent stuff.
And just to mention that we actually start the Friday with interfaith celebrations, you know. Yes,
excellent stuff. Yeah, so it's going to cover all the bases.
Exactly.
Absolutely, it's wonderful.
By the RE department.
Yeah. Aishwarya, what about you? How's it been for you?
To say what's the best thing, like you said, it does bring a sense of pride for everyone involved, and especially the Irish students, everyone who, because you know we're living in Ireland now. Mm-hmm. What I love most about it is, like Tuba said, the friendship that we have, and the dressing up, I can't really leave that one out.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's a really fun day. This is our sixth year here, so we'll look back on all the years that we were in the school for International Day. It's definitely something memorable. Mm-hmm. All the hard work pays off, and we're thankful for all the people who, you know, put in all the hard work with us to make it a great event every single year. So that's what I love most.
Brilliant stuff. And you, Eureka?
What I love the most is definitely the teamwork between everyone, because like as Aishu said, we stay back after school every day to practice the dances. It's a lot of effort like to get people involved, because like sometimes they don't want to dance as well, but like we encourage them to do the best they can, and like it's just great to see everyone working together and like putting on a show for everyone to see.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds absolutely like it's going to be an absolutely brilliant week, and I'm really looking forward to getting down on, I think we're going to come down on the 27th. That's my birthday, by the way. I'm just letting you all know that day is my birthday. So, lots of cake. Just putting it out there to listen as well. Anyone's listening? 27th of November. Anyway, now, listen, Meg, as I say, you've been in touch with, and we wanted to get the girls in to put it out there to the community, let everyone know what's going on, because it's wonderful what you're doing. It really is. It's fantastic, and the enthusiasm of all the girls, and you know, people can't see it, obviously they're listening in, but if you've seen them all here, they're so into it and alive and enjoying it, and it's really, really great to see. So Meg, just I'll leave the last word to you before we go. Anybody's interested, anybody wants to get involved, you can just contact the school or just come down and maybe talk to yourself, and you'll give them all the details.
Well, yes, they can do that, but on the 27th, mm-hmm. The door will be open for the community to come. We'll welcome all of them, so we're just extending the invitation now to the community from 9 o'clock until 12:30 actually.
Yeah.
On the Friday, so they're all welcome, and we're looking forward to seeing them, because it's a great thing, and it's mm-hmm. a great thing for the community too.
Absolutely,
you know? It is something to look forward to, you know. And then again, just to say that all the teachers are also involved, and they're trying to make sure that it will be a great day, and we hope it's gonna be a good day. So yeah, we look forward to seeing you and the community.
I'm just thinking, you're saying all the teachers are involved, just get to dress the teachers up.
We'd wish.
Maybe when we have our 50th anniversary, we'll
dress up. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, look, guys, it sounds magnificent. I'm really looking forward to coming down on the 27th and seeing you all, because your enthusiasm is wonderful, and you know, it really, really is brilliant. Thanks to all of you for coming in today. Meg, Amy, Paulina, Tuba, Aishwarya, Eureka, it's been great seeing you, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Dances. I want to dance your way out of this. Well, I'm going to play as a little bit of Bruno Mars. Is all right with that?
Yeah.
Listen, girls, thanks very much. We look forward to seeing you. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.